voice of Radio 1.
And between those, we hammered out this program of starting a number of local radio stations and getting the national pop thing going. I had to get cabinet approval for it, and they were very dubious indeed about it. And some of them hated it when they heard it start, of course.
I was not actually given a brief as such as to what to do with the existing light program in order to carve out of it a new popular music service. Nor was I told, you are replacing the pirates and you better get down to it and replace them all. But I knew that I had the opportunity to create something new, but also to try and maintain as much of the old light program as I could in the form of what was to be Radio 2, in order not to upset people.
This is the BBC light program.
When I said I was joining the light program, somebody said to me, I think it was Tony Windsor, he said, what you'll do, you'll go to the BBC and you'll find a dear old lady sitting at the other side of the panel, because we didn't put our records on those days, and she'll be knitting a pullover.
There was no doubt in my mind that the station with the most successful format was Radio London, which during the daytime adopted a very limited playlist of 40 records, the Fab 40, I think they called it.
Big deal.
And it seemed to us that as we were replacing that style of programming, that we should copy it.
For the start of Radio's One and Radio 2, well, Radio 2 is still broadcasting, actually. Here is Robin Scott, the controller of BBC Radio 1 and 2.
In very little time now, it will be my pleasure and privilege to launch Radio 1 and 2. A good deal of publicity has surrounded the plans for Radio 1, because in many ways it represents a new concept for BBC Radio. Radio 1 is designed to be young in heart and in style. And Radio 2 is much more than the old light program shed of its 247-meter wavelength. It offers many alternatives to pop music whilst retaining the most popular features of the old light program. Because most of what Radio 1 and 2 are going to do will be live, it's not possible to rehearse and evaluate everything beforehand. And like a new pair of shoes, we shall be breaking the networks in until they fit properly.
Now, with the clock ticking slowly up to 7 a.m. it's going to be time to welcome Radio 1's first early show on 247 meters medium wave, whilst breakfast special continues on Radio 2. 10 seconds to go before Radio 1, Tony Blackburn, and Radio 2, Paul Hollingdale, stand by for switching. Get tuned to Radio 1 or 2. 5, 4, 3. Radio 2, Radio 1, go.
The voice of Radio 1. Just for fun.
Music.
Too much.
And good morning, everyone. Welcome to the exciting new sound of Radio 1.
£1 million.
Yes, indeed, we've even got Arnold back. Hello, everyone. Welcome to the first of the Tony Blackburn shows. I shall be waking up every morning, except Sunday, between 7 and 8:30. So let's away!